This show is paid for by Thump Local LLC. The views expressed by the following program are those of the sponsor and are not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.
Out there, wherever there might be on this Sunday night, June 10th.
Somewhere in the New York area, I'm supposed.
There's a cough button.
Somewhere around there.
Wait.
If you hit that button, you just get the cough sound effect? Is that
how it works? He's doing this thing like over a year. You would figure he'd know where the cough button is, considering it's a big button here that says cough. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't know where that cough button is either. So. It's okay. One of these days I'll locate it, though. So, yes, we are Thump Local. We are untangling the web of digital marketing, as we usually do Sunday nights at 9:30, and hopefully offering you some other valuable business insights as we do it. And I am Derek Bliss.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Mr. Ronald Wilpon.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm digitally fine.
Digital or digital? Which one?
Digitally fine.
Digitally fine.
All right. And, of course, we have the man who needs no introduction.
Who's that?
The man who needs no introduction.
Okay. So, next subject.
Listen, you know, you know you're happy that I'm back.
We are.
Where'd you go?
We really missed you.
Well,
he missed the last few shows.
Yeah, well, you know.
Did you have a stomach virus?
No, I was like...
You were signing autographs, I think, right?
I was had some appearances, but also it was very important for us to be with High Bar, so it was probably something like...
High Bar, you know what? By the way, that's, of course, that's Rich Healy, the RH Factor speaking. And
he didn't need any introduction.
There wasn't an introduction.
He didn't need it, but I felt like maybe he wanted it anyway. I'm not sure, but... Good segue. High Bar shirt, yes. I mean, can you believe Father's Day is a week out now? What happened?
I can't believe it. It's crazy.
This is crazy. And if you are listening and you are thinking about what you want to get for your father or any dad, really, that's in your life, maybe it's your son, maybe it's a brother, you know, your dad, whoever it might be, we actually have a really extra special promo code for you tonight that is going to save you actually 20% off of a High Bar shirt purchase. So are you ready out there? Do you have your pen?
Wait, look at this.
Or your phone to take a note? I'm looking. Can everyone in the radio audience see Ron's shirt?
Check out. Like that?
Listen, the shirt, the quality.
Don't even say.
Listen, I happen to love the shirt.
It's gorgeous.
I would just love for him to get in different colors. I want you to get in different color. That's all I'm saying.
Rich doesn't like the color, but I think it's actually
Lexi,
very...
yellow?
Switzerland.
She's neutral on it.
That's a no. You either it's a like or don't like. When you come in, I'm Switzerland. She doesn't like
this
the shirt.
This is an unbelievable shirt. Actually.
The shirt is a great
shirt.
Do you know
how many people like yellow? I'm one of them. So just shut up. Next subject.
It's very bright, like, you know, the summertime sun. And I think that's appropriate. So
look, I love it. Got
I love
a lot
it
of
too.
Compliments. Doesn't matter. I'm good.
You're not going to get one from the RH Factor, though. Of course, we love our High Bar shirts. They're amazing. Rich just doesn't like the yellow color, and he's not budging on it. So.
But the other one is amazing. Probably one of the. I'll give him kudos for that.
My favorite one of Ron's is the one with the American flags on the inside of the
collars and the cuffs.
And the cuffs. That's really that's
awesome. That's a great shirt. A great color. The fabric. All the fabrics are awesome.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Really cool.
All right.
So, yeah. So, use this promo code. Are you ready out there? I gave you enough time to get your pen and your
You go
your
to
phone.
High Bar Shirt.
go to highbarshirt.com, and when you're ready to make your purchase, enter in HBTH20. HBTH20. So it's like High Bar Thump 20. HBTH20. You're going to get 20% off your purchase. But if you don't want to go through the process of, you know, ordering the shirt, or you're not exactly sure what they might like or whatever,
gift cards.
Yeah, just go find the gift card. They have a specific Father's Day gift card. It's really easy. And do that, because it's a quality shirt that they're going to wear and they're going to really enjoy, and they're going to have it for a long time. It's not something that's like, you know, some tchotchke that just kind of gets thrown aside eventually and lost. I mean, this is something that they're going to use and appreciate.
And 10 Father's Days from now, that shirt's still going to be hanging tough. Well, it's still going to be in great shape.
Hopefully they have 10 more of those shirts.
Well, by then. 10 should be, I should buy 20 of them.
It might not fit anymore, you know, if you're anything like me and you're packing on weight as you go. But
the
shirt will still be.
You got to go the other way.
I know. Highbarshirt.com. Don't forget. Check them out. They do a great job. And, you know, we all have the shirts. We all love them. So, yes, we are, I think we're talking about some more review stuff tonight. We wanted to do some Bad at Some Things. We also have... I think some digital marketing horror stories, or at least one. So maybe let's get it. You want to get into the horror stories first?
Well, before, because we just got kind of like thrown off track a little bit.
Okay.
What was that you were having over there? Like, Lexi, when you were eating in the corner back there, she's hiding. She was eating something. I don't know.
It was a parfait.
Oh. Things are good over here. Holy cow, parfait. Listen, maybe I could have yogurt, but I don't know if I got enough for the parfait. And what kind of parfait was it?
Mango pineapple.
Wow, mango pineapple. So you got like the the yogurt. Was that like a plain Greek white, you know, plain Greek?
I'm gonna push the mic over.
Okay. It was original, like red mango yogurt flavor.
Is it like a Chobani or like a no-name brand kind of?
Oh, I don't know. It's from Red Mango. I don't know. It's a froyo.
Oh, from Red Mango.
Yeah. And then they add mango, pineapple, chia seeds, some granola, and that was it.
Wow. So, look.
It was a version of an acai bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw her in the corner there. She saw me coming. I was going, like, before.
She probably thought you were
going to
eat it.
I was going to the bed. No, she wasn't worried about me eating it, but she just, like, she did the quick back turn. She's like, I don't want anybody seeing me eating my thing here. And I saw her kind of hide in the corner, so I wanted to let her know that I saw you eating that.
You call me out on it.
Listen, that's just the kind of guy I am. I'm going to call you out on it. So now we can get on with the show. I just wanted to make sure that she was having something that she enjoyed.
We're almost out of time.
Well,
I think the listening audience was interested in that. Riveted. They were wondering.
Listen to me. There are things that are important, and you have to kind of get out there. Yeah. And when people are hiding what they eat, you got to know what it
there's
is.
There's digital marketing, and there's parfaits. And there's really not much else out there.
There's not much else out there. Chia seeds. I never heard of somebody throwing chia seeds in a parfait. I've heard of I've obviously heard granola, throw some berries in there. Chia seeds.
I'm going to push it back to Lexi. I think she needs to.
Order it. It was already made. I didn't say add chia seeds. It was already in, I don't know, like a prefixed menu.
So do you order it off a menu, or do you like pick it up out of like one of those little makeshift coolers that they have?
No, not that. Not in that like bucket of ice they have. No, okay. This was on a menu. There was two versions or two types I can get, and I got the mango and pineapple one.
Do all of them have chia seeds in them, or just the... just?
I don't know.
Can you cut off his mic?
I would like to know what a chia seed is, but we'll talk about that in another time, maybe after the show, but I want to know exactly what a chia
seed
is.
Next time, maybe you could videotape the whole buying experience, and we can...
Can we start the whole intro to the show all over again?
So, what does Thump Local do besides talk parfaits? We are a digital marketing services agency. We build very nice, responsive websites. Responsive websites meaning a website that it really functions and looks proper and in design, functionality, everything. It operates on all devices seamlessly. Whether you're on a phone, it adapts to a desktop. And both in the way it looks and the way it functions. So responsive websites is really the preferred choice or the preferred site option by search engines. So if you don't have a responsive site, if you just have an old desktop site or even an m.mobile site, that's a little antiquated, actually, and we can help you to rebuild or redesign or build from the ground up.
Or if your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your wife, your cousin, your second cousin twice
Why are you creating?
If they've created a website for you and you're looking for a new website,
what the hell are you doing with that?
Give us a buzz.
He had something like important to say, and he wanted to emphasize it.
Oh my God!
We do websites. I thought we untangled the web of something with.
Yes. Well, that's one part of the web that could be tangled for you.
You didn't start with your website. So we help businesses that are out there, hopefully listen to us.
That were listening up until a few minutes ago.
Internet marketing and their online presence and their reputation online. And
how do you know they're not foodies?
They're not foodies.
That's true.
But so we're going to talk about horror stories because we're visiting clients all day long. We're introduced to people and we go and we find these people and we're thinking, hey, let's share a horror story.
Let's get to it.
Oh, my God. So I'm not going to...
Welcome to Digital Marketing Horror Stories.
Hello.
The businesses are real. The people are real. The names have been changed to protect the RH factor, mostly.
So we were sitting with Bill and Hillary the other day.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Names are changed.
Okay, so I think RH had a horror story recently that happened out in the field, something like that.
Yeah, so Ron and I are at a client, and believe it or not, as crazy as it may sound, there are still people that spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in the phone book. So there's a
phone book has its place, but go ahead.
Okay. I mean,
has its place. I just said it has its place. I have to be careful because if I say too much, Derek will mute me out.
If done correctly, there's still leads coming through there, but to spend thousands upon thousands every month, you know.
So you were going to say, Richard?
I think phone books are like mothballs. The things that you found in the bottom of your grandmother's closet, and when you pick them up, you're just like, what the hell is this? Nobody knows what the hell a phone book is anymore. Anyway, so you know your grandmother had mothballs in her closet. She did.
She still does.
She still does. So, great company, you know, really nice people. They've been around for 50 years. They're a drain cleaning company in New Jersey. And they were spending $6,000 plus a month in phone book ads.
They built their business up on phone books.
They did build the phone books up. Yeah. So, and there's probably kind of like a little, I want to call it maybe like nostalgia because the dad passed away and they're still like, you know, the mom's like, you know, this is my husband built this thing on the phone book, so we got to stay true.
Yep.
And, you know, unfortunately, when we got back to just having just a basic business conversation, so we got back to my old school roots and my new school roots are always come back to return on investment. So what type of return are you getting on the investment that you're making specifically in the phone book? We figured out that it's $6,000 a month, 10 phone books, $6,000 a month.
$6,307.
$6,307. They needed 90 jobs to break even.
A month.
90 jobs to break even on that 6,000.
Not phone calls. Actually, I went to the house. Yeah. I did the snaking.
Yeah. And they weren't even getting 90 phone calls from those.
A year.
Right. So, I mean, the reality of it was, so you talk about that there's still some value there. I believe the value is very minimal, other than maybe some branding if you were on one of the cover pages, but that's neither here nor there. Point being is these poor people are like dying for, they're hungry for business. They want to grow. They want to stay alive. They want to stay relevant. And unfortunately,
pass on to the next generation.
And there's some, you know, young family members in there, and they got to figure out how to kind of get this thing to move. And when we realized that the return on the investment for the phone books, this is something that they didn't want to think about. But when we sat down and we figured, okay, this is how much money it is per job. This is how many jobs you need to cover this thing. And when they were like, you know, well, we're not going to come out of the phone book. Before we left there, she was sending a cancellation email for her phone book. So we walked in. It was like, absolutely, I'm not giving up the phone book. Don't want to talk about it.
Well, the horror story was we almost had to hold back the son from beating up his mother because he really wanted to kick her butt.
Oh, my God.
Because she wanted to stay in the thing. And he's like, Mom, we're done. Maybe I shouldn't have you in this meeting. But so we're trying to like keep nice with everybody. But
got a little awkward for a minute.
You know, it's hard to make the transition. So
sometimes people just don't think about it. You know, they've been doing it for a long time. Business is pretty good.
No, what they say is, look, you know what? We were spending over $25,000 a month in phone books, and it built our business. So we're only spending $6,000 a month now.
Right. But sometimes they don't go back and actually do that math. How many jobs is it? How many jobs am I actually getting?
I just
getting?
Bought stock in Smith Corolla because I figure there's not many, you know, typewriter companies out there. So I figure when people are buying typewriters, Smith Corolla, the stock will do unbelievable because it's the only guy out there. So I just bought a whole bunch of stock in Smith Corolla. Are they still in business?
Smith Corolla?
Exactly.
Like Corolla cars? Like Toyota Corolla?
Oh, is it Smith Corona?
I have no friends.
Missed the whole point, though. She's investing in the past, is what I was going to get. Smith Corona typewriters. You don't even know what they are, do you?
No.
Yeah. He doesn't even know. Yeah, I get
it. Yeah.
So it's, that, it's the, like an old the horror typewriter, was that we still run into businesses all the time that are in phone books in a huge way.
I know what the Heidelberg Press is.
Heidelberg. Yeah.
Do you know what a Heidelberg Press is? Forget about it. She doesn't know.
Yeah. I used to run one.
It was just a horror story.
You did?
Yeah. I went to school for printing and graphic design. Whoa. We had an old Heidelberg press. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah. No, I think they still exist, but now they're much more digital, as we like to say.
As someone would like to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that is a horror story. How did the story end? So what's the what's going on with them? Are they making the leap, the transition?
While he was choking his mother, Rich pulled them off.
Oh, my God.
I pulled his credit card out of his wallet.
Twist happening.
No, you know, they're going to, you got to systematically wean yourself off the books. We're not going to do that exactly, I think, because of your background in the books. She's going to stay in a few books with some smaller ads and throw a few dollars at it just to make herself feel good. But the bulk of their budget and their investment should be online, which is where the bodies are. And we'll be able to help them to build the business for his son that is the next generation.
And $10,000 a month in advertising dollars for
it was a lot for them.
A company for that size is, you know, they have 12 trucks. It shouldn't, you know, maybe $6,000 would probably be a great number for them.
Well, because that number is fine, but they should be getting a ton of leads.
A ton of calls. Oh, my God.
Sometimes you guys talk about, you know, these proposals with these businesses, and it's like, you know, add up all the different services, and it's $4,000 or $5,000 a month or whatever the proposal might be. And sometimes they're kind of like, wow, you know, that's what you're recommending I spend to be aggressive in my market. And it seems like a lot, but then what you guys do great is you go through and you add up. Let's go through the flyers, the penny savers, the, if you know, the yellow pages,
the dynamats,
you know, all this different stuff that you guys are doing. And, you know, a lot of times they come up and they realize, wow, you know what? I'm spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month on all this extra stuff, but I never sat down and really did the math.
The blimp advertising?
The blimp, you know, whatever stuff that they have going on out there. They ran a few TV commercials. You know, you add it all up, and we could take the budget and we could really target it, you know, like a cruise missile, and, you know, make it much more effective.
There's a couple of different points that I like to... make with our clients and when we talk to people, and hopefully if they're listening, they kind of get the gist of this. So when we sit down with a client, we don't really care what the dollar amount is that you're spending. If we take that $1 and we see that you have, you know, three or four different things that you're doing with that dollar, but we can identify, you know, one or two of those things that, you know, that there aren't making you money. So like if you want to donate to your church and you don't really care about that $300 a month because your kid plays basketball or soccer there and you want to donate, fine, no problem. That's not really like it's not an advertising expense. It's more of a donation. So whatever it is that you do, you know, phone book, TV, radio, digital advertising, whatever it is that you do across your marketing mix, whatever we can identify that's making you money, whether it's with us or not, we're going to keep. Whatever we identify that is not making money is money that I believe should be up for grabs and allocated towards, you know, a better way. And then the other point that we typically make with a client is, you know, if you had 10 people sitting in a room, and they were all talking, you know, they needed your type of service, where would they go to look for that particular service? Would they go to Val? How many of those people would go out of 10 would go to a Val Pack? How many of those people would go to a phone book? How many of those people would go, I don't know, let me say, the internet, you know? And when an overwhelming majority of those people, 7 or 8 of those people, would go to the internet, and they've only allocated 20 or 25% of their budget towards the internet, it almost doesn't make sense. So you know that the vast majority of people are going to the internet. Your vast majority of your advertising budget should be going towards the internet. And you just got to figure out a way to kind of get them to make themselves feel comfortable about taking that budget and allocating it that way.
Great point. And just a reminder, we are Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P, local. We can come out and talk to you at your business and help you with your budget and your different digital marketing services and strategies. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Boss Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Boss Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbossshirt.com today and customize your shirt.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
And we're back.
Nice. So listen, I would be remiss if I didn't mention our good friend John Tobacco and the token team over at T0.com. Great company. They got a ton of things going on. So if you're in the financial sector, I would say, or if you're into finances, or you're into like trading and stocks and all this other good stuff, or if you're into like Bitcoin and you're looking to kind of find, you know, what's new and exciting, go check out the site, T0.com. The token team, John Tobacco and those guys, they got some amazing technology, some crazy things that they got going on. It's amazing what's going on with currency nowadays. And these guys are cutting edge. They're kind of like leading the charge with this stuff. So check them out, T0.com.
I would be remiss to say he's a snappy dresser and wears great shirts.
He's a great dresser.
And also, I was just thinking, today is June 10th.
10th, yeah. All day.
46 years ago today, right at this time.
Yeah.
I was probably dancing on the floor at my bar mitzvah in Far Hills, New Jersey.
Wow.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. Happy bar mitzvah anniversary to me. Yay! Okay.
Yes, and speaking of High Bar shirts, because I know, like we were talking about John Tobacco, who has, I think he wears High Bar shirts as well. Let's mention for anybody who missed the first half of the show that you can go to highbarshirt.com and get a extra special 20% off discount for Father's Day. Use the code HBTH20. TH20. That's your promo code. Okay. Highbarshirt.com. And if you don't want to place the order for the shirts, then just get your dad a gift card. You'll,
he'll be glad you did.
Look, if you love your father, if you love your father and you don't buy him a shirt, I'm going to question it. You got to buy him a High Bar shirt.
Everything's in question at that point if you don't go to highbarshirt.com?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm questioning.
That's fair.
Every single one of you is out there. If you have a father and you don't buy him a High Bar shirt for Father's Day,
It's a customized.
If my kids don't buy me a Hi-Bar shirt for Father's Day,
that's a hell of a review.
Made in the USA.
Speaking of reviews, if you go look online and you check out, they have a ton of reviews. We're helping them to build reviews because they've been around for like two generations. The older companies didn't need to spend time. We've talked about this before about getting reviews because it wasn't a big thing, but now it's a big thing. But they got a lot of quality reviews.
Their customers are happy to leave them.
Well, how about better than that?
Glowing
reviews. How about better than that? You can't mention names, but if you do see some of the guys, if you watch the NFL and you do like watch the pregame and you watch some of the guys on that show, more than likely, Fox NFL pregame, I'd say they are wearing Hi-Bar shirts. Mm-hmm. So if you think they look pretty sharp, it's because they got a Hi-Bar shirt on.
Same in this radio station.
Yep. All right.
Bernie and Sid. Hi-Bar shirts.
RH Factor. The RH Factor.
Let's not forget him. Most important.
You know, come on. Fox News, whether you like Fox News or not, the reality of it is they're pretty sharp dresses, those guys, and they wear Hi-Bar shirts.
Geraldo Trevera, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
What I do know is that if you've been in an accident, car accident, work accident, slip and fall,
you have to be wearing a good
and
nice
God
shirt.
Forbid you get anything on your Hi-Bar shirt.
Well, that would
who should they call?
Be extra tragic, but you should call WCMPlaw.com. That's Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters. Give them a call. They have over $500 million in recoveries for their accident victim clients. And you can call them up. You can speak direct to an attorney, 718-304-0550. They'll take the time. They'll hear you out, tell you if you have a case or not. WCMPlaw.com, or just give them a call, 718-304-0550.
So that's like a half a billion dollars. They got a half a billion dollars
and,
in money.
You know, we haven't actually updated the site in a little bit, so I'm guessing it's, you know, quite a bit north of $500 million at this point.
More than a half a billion dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Call them up, WCMPlaw.com. So I think we did want to talk about, we were talking about reviews, which we help our clients to generate. We have, how long?
1 minute.
We were going to do bad at some things, but I don't think we have time. How did that happen?
Because we're bad at, keeping track of time. Agenda.
There you go. Let's sum it all up right there.
Well, Lexi threw us off track with her parfait is today, so.
No, you threw us off track with
In closing, part. We're Thump Local. We can help you with your digital marketing services. We
you
can help you look great online.
You have a lot more questions than you had answers from today, so just
Google Thump Local. Of course, go to t0.com, just the letter T and then a 0.com.
Yep.
Check that out if you're in the
Financial business and you're into like the blockchain management and finance and Bitcoin and all that cryptocurrency stuff. These are the guys that are leading the charge on that.
Go to WCMPlaw.com if you've been injured. And last and certainly not least, because Father's Day is next week, go to HiBarShirt.com. And once again, here's your promo code for 20% off, HBTH20.
You got to look sharp for Father's Day, guys.
And that's it from Thump Local. Have a great night, everybody.
This program was sponsored by Thump Local, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.